We are continuing now with Simen Tov Pei Zayin in the Mechaber Sif Aleph. That's page 184 of the regular Mishneh Berurah Dirshu edition. And we're discussing the order of davening. We said so far that a person says the first three brachas of the regular Shemoneh Esrei in the Yontif davening, and the last three brachas are also said. In the middle bracha is the Atu v'chartonu v'atitim lo Hashem l'keinu sim chag ha-matzis hazeh, as we see in the first page, as yom tov mikra kodesh hazeh. Then we say zman chereseinu yalav yovei v'hasienu v'choisim mikadesh yisrael v'azmanim. Now we pick up from the second line in the Mechaber. V'im omar mikadesh ha-shabbos. Now once again, we're talking about it's the first day of Pesach. And the person said mikadesh ha-shabbos. So what did he exclude? Yisrael v'azmanim. V'choza boi toiche dei divor yotza. And then he immediately realized, now of course, even if he has a machzor in front of him, or a sitter in front of him, we are more accustomed to say the words of mikadesh ha-shabbos, which we say every single week, as opposed to mikadesh ha-shabbos Yisrael v'azmanim. So, but he realized right away, toiche dei divor. We'll see as a whole discussion of how long that is, how much time that is. We'll see that in Sifkat and Dalet, I believe. Then if he says it within Teich Dei Dibur, he still has to fulfill his obligation. Says the Mishneh Berurah Sifkat and Gimel. Bechazar boy. And then he corrected himself. He went back. Haynu shechazar v'omar mikadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. He went back and said, mikadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Toich de dibor, haynu shaloi shaw, mishigomar, mikadesh ha-shabbos, rakidei shalosh teilois. He waited the amount of time it takes to say around three words. Three words which are normally said over, neshama lecha rebi. Other places the Mishnah Berurah says, shama lecha rebi mayri. Four words, which is maybe there's a second plus a millisecond to that. There's a discussion in number six, which we're not going to see together, but basically one of the understandings to explain whether it's three words or four words is when it comes to the Raisa, maybe it's three words, the Rabbanon, maybe it's four words. That's in number six. He says further, v'im sho yois mishir zeh lo imhani chazarosa yitzorich lach zeh l'resha bracha. If a person waited more than the amount of time it takes to say three words, Shom Alecha Rebbe, it does not help to go back and say Mikadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, and he would have to go repeat the Shemoneh Esrei V'Tzorich Lachzor L'Reish HaBrach, to the beginning of the Bracha. Kevin Shachasim HaYisrael Shalei Kehoigen, since the conclusion was incorrect, Afshe Hizkir Yom Tov Be'emtzo, even though in the middle of that Bracha he mentioned Yom Tov, so one might think, if one mentions in the middle of a bracha, he did mention the Yontif, he mentioned Zman Cheruseinu, so maybe I already fulfilled my obligation to mention Yontif, and if I did not say Mikadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, maybe it's still okay. That's incorrect, because since he did not conclude Mikadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Sif Kotten Hei, the Mechaber said, Acharei Shu Yedea Shu Yontif, he realizes it's Yontif, he goes back. What does this mean? What's the loymer? Be'ez she'omar baruch ato Hashem. Now, ha'yisok ha'hagin. Let's just begin with a little introduction to Sifkat and Hei. When the person makes a bracha, he will be saying Shem Hashem. He'll be saying Hashem's name. When the person says the Shem Hashem, he has to have kavana on what bracha he's making. Is he making a mezonos? Maybe let's say the person, he starts making a shahakol, and all of a sudden, after he said Baruch Ato Hashem, on his intention to eat something which is a shahakol, someone comes into the room with the most delicious-looking Boston cream pie. I don't have one here for you. Okay, yes, it has been a while, actually. So, no hints, I'm just mentioning an example. Okay, so... so... he cannot change all of a sudden to make him his onos. Because when he said Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem, he's thinking about that pudding. Now in comes a Boston cream pie. he has to make sure he finishes his shahakol. He eats his, you know, makes his, eats his pudding, or at least one taste of it. You want to add the Boston cream pie afterwards? Make a new bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch B'nei Mezonos. Now, let's understand what he's saying here. Ratzulaymer, Be'esh Omar Baruch Atah Hashem, at the time when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, Ho'yisakahoygen al-das l'sayim b'shal yontif. His intention was, he knew it's yontif, so his intention was to conclude the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. However, Elo she'achar kach nichshol b'lashoni, his mouth got the best of him, and his tongue just concluded Mekadesh HaShabbos. Because he was more accustomed to saying a Yontif Dik, a Shabbos Dik type of davening, and he concluded Mekadesh HaShabbos. In that case, if he concluded and said it within 3 seconds, within the amount of time it takes to say 3 words, Toich Dik Dibor, he's fine. Not a problem. However, Im To'o Be'eshom Ar Baruch Ato Hashem. But at the time when he said Baruch Ato Hashem, Shaya Sover Shu Shabbos. He thought it was Shabbos. He thought it was Shabbos. Afilim chazav b'soich k'tei dibor l'achash yaseim mekadesh Shabbos v'seim k'din lo yotza. You see how far this goes, that if a person said Baruch Ato Hashem, and at the time he said Baruch Ato Hashem, he thought it was, he's making a bracha on the Shabbos, Shmon Esrei, mekadesh Shabbos, not mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. And even if he corrects himself, it does not help. Why? Because when he said Shem Hashem, his intention was for HaShabbos. And then, the halacha is, he would have to go back. That's according to the first opinion. Good thing we didn't leave yet. Because, the majority of the Pesim disagree. And they hold, Af al pi shel yada shu yontif. Even though at the time when he started out and he started making the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, he did not realize it was Yontif. He thought it's Shabbos now. I mean, I usually get it straight by, you know, on Yontif, I say good Shabbos to everybody. Because it's, you know, it's always Shabbos. This is like a Shabbos time. Then at the end of Yontif, I start saying good Yontif, and then right away it turns into Shabbos. So then I'm, you know, that's what happens to us. So it's a very normal situation. Kevin Shiniska Besoich, that's why if you look in the Siddur. Kevin Shiniska Besoich Kedei Dibor, Vechosim Kedin, since he remembered Besoich Kedei Dibor, within the amount of time it takes to say Shomalach Rebbe, and he concluded correctly, Kein Pasku Harbi Achroinim, that he fulfilled his obligation, Vayim Bir Agro Shegam Hu Machriya Kein Alocha. The Agro also concludes that even if he started out Boruch Ato Hashem, thinking of Shabbos, but since he concluded with Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, there are many Paiskim that are more lenient to say, you have fulfilled your obligation. Then the Mechaber continues, and he says, on the third line, V'imchol b'Shabbos. Now we're talking about a case where Yontif falls out on Shabbos. Until now, Yontif was on a weekday. Now Yontif falls out on Shabbos. V'imchol b'Shabbos. Oimer, es yoim hamanoyach hazeh, ves yoim chag hamatzos hazeh. Sound familiar, right? Yom hamanoyach, right? Hope not, because that's not what most of us say, I believe. V'choyisim v'kadesh ha-shabos, v'yisrael v'hazmanim. If Yontif falls on Shabbos, we conclude the brocha of with the words v'kadesh ha-shabos, v'yisrael v'hazmanim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav, U'minhagenu loymar esiyoyim ha-shabbos hazeh v'nahara nahara upashtei. The Mishmur says, we don't have the minug to say yoyim hamanoyach hazeh, the day of rest, the day which is restful, but rather we say esiyoyim ha-shabbos hazeh. But he does conclude in Sifkan Vav, nahara nahara upashtei. Whatever the minug is in that place, that's how you follow. You go according to that minug in that place. Yes, so... he's going to discuss this point right now. Sif Katan Zayin, ubedieved im lo yihizkir rak Shabbos. O Yisrael levad, bedieved. In Sif Katan Zayin, which is number 7, if you only mention Shabbos and you did not mention Yisrael v'azmanim, or you only mention Yisrael v'azmanim, but not Shabbos, Yesh deis bein achreinim in tzorech lachzor aloi. There's a discussion whether or not you have to go back, because one definitely did not say the correct mikadesh yisrael vazmanim. He said one or the other. Vayim ber halacha shechranu the imloi hisker rak shabbos levand v'vaday ein lachzor habrach mishum zeh. So this is what Rabbi you were mechavin to the ber halacha, that if you only mention Shabbos by itself, the Vaday, he says, definitely ain lachzor habracha mishum zeh. Don't go back and say the bracha. Now you didn't say Yisrael vazmanim. So the bir halacha, if you turn the page, one page over, it's a very long bir halacha. There are longer ones, but this is a long one also. Okay, we're not going to see the whole thing, but yeah, it continues the next page as well. No, you turn the other direction. You go in the English way. You go to Hebrew.
Which style?
Sadi Gimel. Okay, so I'm just going to read a few lines. Whether you have it or not, just follow along, at least listening wise. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down, where it's in the middle of the sentence, the Yesh Loimar. So I don't know if everyone has the same Surah Sadaf, which means the form of the page, but we'll have to begin. The Yesh Loimar, the Af Le Rebbe, the Hoysif Lachtoim Af Bishel Yomtev, Haynu Rak L'Chatchila. We're in the middle of a whole discussion here, and Rebbe says that you have to add the words Yisrael Vazmanim L'Chatchila. That's the ideal situation. Aval b'di'evet im lo yichosam, but b'di'evet, if you did not conclude Rak b'shel Shabbos, moide diyotza. If you only concluded Shel Shabbos, he has fulfilled his obligation. This is a very important point. You know why? You know why it's extremely important to know these halachas? Chas v'shalom, I'm being serious now. Let's say the chazan's up there, and he makes a mistake, and he concludes Shel Shabbos. And he continues, and no one caught it. And then afterwards, someone said, wait a minute, that's what he just said. Should you go up there? Should you scream out? Should anybody say anything? The answer is absolutely not. First of all, it's no one else's job besides the gabbai of the Rav. You want to speak to the Rav, or you want to speak to the gabbai about it? That's one thing. But even they should not get up and say anything. Why? Because he has fulfilled his obligation. The only thing that will come out from that is embarrassing the chazan for no reason. He has fulfilled his obligation. He says, obviously it's not the best way, the yotza, the bevada loy polig al beis hilo de ikke nusach habrocha hi rak lachtoim b'shal Shabbos. The best way is to conclude b'shal Shabbos. Elo de chadchilo hoysif af b'shal yomtif. Lechadchilo, we add shal yomtif. So throughout, I believe, somewhere in this bir halacha, which is quite lengthy, he mentions that the Yontif is also like Shabbos, Ikri Shabbos, which is what Rabbi pointed out. So therefore, if he just mentioned Shabbos, he comes out, he does not have to go back. Very important halacha. Okay, let's continue now. He says here, in Sifkat and Ches, V'choysim mekadesh Shabbos v'yisrael v'azmanim v'yesham shetzorech loyma Yisrael b'loyva v'chein hiskim ha-marshal perak beiz de-beya av ha-menegedu k'ashulchan aruch. The marshal says they should say without a vav Yisrael v'azmanim, not v'yisrael v'azmanim. However, the Mishnah Berurah says our minhag is to say it like the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, v'yisrael v'azmanim, with the vav. We don't say the brachas mein sheva, which is normally after a Shabbos, Shmon Esri, Friday night. We say brachas mein sheva. The leiniskin el b'mnei hamazikin, because brachas mein sheva is discussed in Siman Reish Samaches Sifkat Chaf in the Mishnah Berurah, was established because of the mazikim, the dangers that exist. However, with Pesach ulal shimurim. Just like we mentioned earlier, that that we don't say the other sukkim to protect one from the by Kriyas Shema Lamita, to protect from the mazikin, because Pesach is lo shimurim. All we say is Shema and Hamapil. So too over here as well, Pesach is lo shimurim, so we don't have to say Bechas Mein Sheva to protect from mazikin. V'ayimrim v'yichulu b'klorom v'kadesh sholim acharav. Then we say v'yichulu, because it is Shabbos, and the kadesh sholim afterwards. Okay, so that was a case where Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Now in Siv Beis, the Mechaber says, Ein shliach tzibur mikadesh beveis haknesses. The shliach tzibur does not make kiddush beveis haknesses in shul. The chazan does not make kiddush after the Shemona Esrei. Siv Katan Yod in the Mishnah Brura, Ein shliach tzibur mikadesh. The inyan hakiddush hu kedei lahoitzi misha ein lo yayin. Because the point of kiddush is to be mitzi, is to help someone who does not have wine fulfill his obligation. However, ube Pesach, ein oni b'Yisrael she'en lo yayin. There is no oni that does not have wine, because there's the obligation for the gabai or for himself to sell a shirt to make sure he has there's wine. V'eskimo achreinim da'afilu kish'ein yayin b'ir, ki meveisek neses afilu achi ein kit, like ein l'kaddish. Now, Achrayim conclude, even if there is no wine in the city, only in the Beis HaKnesses, still we say you should not make Kiddush. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, that if you turn back to Simen Tov Pei Gimel, on page 180, there's a whole Simen that's discussing Din Mi She'en Lo Yayin. Talach is a person that doesn't have wine. However, apparently, that is an exception to the rule as opposed to the rule. Because we know that the Gabbai Tztaka is Mechuyiv, as we mentioned, from the first mission Ari Psachim, to make sure that the Ani has wine, as opposed to the Ani is Mechuyiv to sell a shirt to make sure that he has wine as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, I rather want to share with you number 9 in the Dershu. With Tamadova Kosav, in regards to discussing not making kiddush in shul Friday on the night of Pesach, shegam kol hashana rabim haslevim she'en lekadosh beis haknesses. Magen Avram in Sif Katan Dalid says that there are many who hold even Friday night, regular Friday night, one should not be making kiddush in shul as well. Ela shenayigim ezeh minig rishonim, but they do have that minug that came from previous generations. So therefore, they continue making the kiddush on the Friday night in shul. Well, Pesach mi'olam loy nagu l'kadosh beis haknesses. However, there was no such minug in the first place on Pesach to make kiddush on the night of Pesach. So therefore, there is no inyan at all to make kiddush the night of Pesach. Friday night, it's brought down that many say not to make kiddush, as was mentioned, because there's no kiddush makom suda. They give us to a cotton, so on and so forth. That's for Hilchos Shabbos. So therefore, on Pesach, was there a minute to say kiddush earlier in previous generations? And the answer is no. So that's why we do not make kiddush at the night of Pesach in shul. Siv Gimel. Shochach Loimar Ata V'chartonu. Person forgot to say Ata V'chartonu. V'omar Yalav Yovai. But he did say Yalav Yovai. Yotza. He has fulfilled his obligation of Shmona Esrei. Let's first see the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yud. Rather, Yud Aleph. V'omar Yalav Yovai. He said Yalav Yovai. He forgot to say Ata V'chartonu, but he did say Yalav Yovai. The Hare Mazkir in Yonoi Shel Yoim B'Yalav Yovai. Why does it help that he mentioned Yalav Yovai? Because he said the topic of the day, which is that of Pesach in Yalav Yovai. He did say that. It's a very interesting Ha'ari here from Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal. Number 10, those who have the Dershu, he says, Let's say a person finds himself in a situation where he does not have a sitter with him. Let's say he's in a hospital, whatever it might be, and he can't get a sitter. And it's Yontif, and he does not know the Yontif davening by heart. What should he do? Says the Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, she spalot filo shel chol, he should daven a weekday Shemona Esrei, the Yosef Yalev Yovai, and then he adds, of course, the Yalev Yovai, the Yazkir boy as a Yontif, and he mentions the Yontif as well, because in the Yalev Yovai, he'll say, Zman Chereseinu, he'll say, Sukkis, whatever it might be. So then he'll be Yotze, at least in such a situation like this, when he has no sitter, the Chiyuv of the Shemona Esrei. Now, he says further, Umayri Shechosam, the Mishmur continues, Umayri Shechosam kol ha-bracha kedin, that he finished the whole bracha correctly. Dimloy Chosam, because if he did not finish the bracha correctly, afilu omar gam ado v'chartonu lo yotza, even if he did say ado v'chartonu, he's not yotze, because he has to conclude the bracha correctly. Now, what happens if you realize that he forgot ato v'chartonu before he said ritzei, v'im niskor acha shehischil, after he began ritzei, acha shehischil ritzei, choyiz la ato v'chartonu, he goes back to ato v'chartonu. V'im okar raglov, what happens if he realized, you know what, after he finished saying Shemona Esrei, he realized, you know what, I didn't say ato v'chartonu. You know why? Because he looks at his sitter, and he realized something was different. This Shemona Esrei was faster, it was just a different, he realizes the pages were stuck together. And he realizes, I did not say out of Chartonu. So, the Mishmur says, Vim Oka Raglov, if he already moved back the three steps, and he finished the Shemona Esrei, Chayzid L'Resha Tfilah, he has to daven again. He missed that on out of Chartonu, he didn't say it. So he should daven again. On that topic. If he did not say Adav HaKartonu, he did not say Yalav Yovai, he just said Vasienu, even though he did say the words Moyedei Kotshecho, which refer to the Moyed, the Yontif, if he did not say the specific Yontif that he's holding in, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, whatever it might be, Loi Yotza, he did not fulfill his obligation. It brings in the brackets, our Prima Godim is topic, but his Prima Godim is not so convinced that he did not fulfill his obligation. Sif Kotin Yud Beis, the Omar Yalav Yovai, if the Mechaber says, if you forgot to say Adav Ratonu, but he did say Yalav Yovai, Yotza, Va'afilo says the Mishnah Brura, im niskar koidim shechosam ha-brocha, even if he remembered, before he finished the brocha, in sarach lachzor antav chartonu, he does not have to go back and say antav chartonu. Hagah. Now we see the Rama. So once again, let's begin from the words of the Mechaber and continue with the Rama. The Mechaber says, shachach loimar antav chartonu. A person forgot to say antav chartonu. V'omar, he said yalav yovai, and he did say yalav yovai. Yotza. He fulfilled his chiyuv, his obligation of Shemona Esrei. Hagav, afilo hayo Shabbos, even if it was Shabbos. Im hiskir b'yalav yovai yotza. If he mentioned Shabbos and yalav yovai, yotza. That's very unique. When do you mention Shabbos, b'yalav yovai? V'im omar adav chartonu v'hiskir by Shabbos. If he mentioned, said adav chartonu and he said Shabbos, afilo hachi, turning the page, tzorech lachzu laskira b'yalav yovai. He has to go back and mention yalav yovai. We'll finish up the Rama. Miu imloy hiskira b'yalav yovai in the tzorech lachzu. If he did not mention in yalav yovai, he does not have to go back. Ushliach tziva sheshachach lahazkir shel yomte b'shachris ayin l'el simen kuf chavav. The halachas in regards to the chazan, the shliach tzibur, I forgot to mention Lahaskir, Shashachach Lahaskir, Shel Yontov B'Shachris. He forgot to mention the Yontov of in the Shachris Davening Shmonesrei. Take a look earlier in Siman Kuf Chavav. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud Gimel V'Afilo Hayah Shabbos. But Zaloimad, what's the case? He explains very clearly. The Kaven Shloi Omar Ato V'Chartanu. Since he did not say Ato V'Chartanu, V'Atitein Lanu. Since he didn't say those words, which lead into the Shabbos as well, he apparently didn't say Shal Shabbos as well. But since he went back and mentioned Shal Shabbos and Yalav Yovai, Shomar b'yoyim ha-Shabbos hazeh, u'b'yoyim chag pleni hazeh, since he said b'yoyim ha-Shabbos hazeh, as well as the specific Yontif, Yotza, he has fulfilled his obligation of saying Shmon Esrei. The Ha'akol Panim Hiskah Shal Shabbos V'Seich HaBracha, because he didn't mention Shabbos in the Bracha. U'mashma Miloshon Zeh comes out from what we just learned. V'im Gam B'Yalav Yovoi, that if also the Yalav Yovoi Lo Yihizkir Shal Shabbos, he did not mention Shabbos, Lo Yotza. We have to look into this. The Ha Masker Shabbos B'Hasienu. Wait a minute, says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say he didn't say Shel Shabbos. He did not mention Shabbos in Yalav Yovai. But he mentioned Shabbos in Hasienu. Shomer B'Han Chileinu V'chulei Shabbos Umayde Koshecha. In the Tefillah of Hasienu, he did mention Shabbos. So why is he not yotze his Shmon Esrei? V'ulai mishum dehu maskir rak samach chasim levad. Could be, says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why that's not good enough to say just Shabbos in the Hasienu, because he's only mentioning it towards the end of the bracha. V'anan b'inon, there's a rule when you make a bracha, it has to be in the beginning and the end. Me'ein chasima, the beginning, the end of the bracha has to be like the beginning of the bracha. Here in the beginning of the bracha, he did not say Shabbos. V'anam b'inon she'paseach nami b'shel Shabbos. K'disa b'gemar v'tzarachin. Because, like I just mentioned, you have to, when you make a bracha, you conclude with the bracha, it has to be also like the beginning of the bracha. In the beginning of the bracha, he did not mention Shabbos, so it's you have to look into this issue more at length. Sif kon yedalet, v'tzarach lachzul askiroi, the Rama said, the Rama said, if you said Atav Chartanu and you mentioned Shabbos, you should still mention Yalav Yovai, just like you mentioned Shabbos and Yontif in Atav Chartanu, so too you should mention Shabbos and Yontif in the Yalav Yovai. Sif Kotin Tes Vav. Miu, however, said the Rama, if you did not mention the Shabbos in Yalav Yovai, then you don't have to go back. The Yesh Bezeh Plukta Derovso Im Tzorech Laskiroi. There's a machlokes whether or not you have to mention it. V'lachein B'diyeved Ein Tzorech Lachzor. If one did not mention Shal Shabbos, you don't have to go back. Ein Tzorech Lachzor. V'gam B'lav Hachi Harei Hizker Pamachas Be'atav Achatonu. You did mention it once in Atav Achatonu. V'einenu Likuvo B'diyeved L'kul Yama. And it will not prevent you from fulfilling your obligation according to everyone. V'da, the Harbi Achreinim Eskimu. Now we're going a total different direction. Sha'afilu l'chadchilo. Ideally, ein l'haskil shal Shabbos b'yal v'yavai. Until now we've been discussing to mention Shabbos and yal v'yavai. If you forgot to say, right, we said, Shochach loymer ba'antav chartonu. We say Shabbos in Yalav Yovai. However, we're concluding the Harbi Achreinim Eskimu Shafilu Echadchila. You should not say Ein Lahazkel Shel Shabbos B'Yalav Yovai V'Chein HaMinuk. That is the Minuk. Fa'ayim B'Lavush Shikos of Tam Nochin Lazeh. Lavush gives a nice reason for this. The main aspect of Yalav Yovai was set up
on the remembrance, on Zechir and Pekida. Ve'ein shayach zikaroin ela b'yontov of Rosh Chodesh. This expression, these words of zikaroin, only apply to Yontov and Rosh Chodesh. Dichsiv, as it says, simchaschem uv moedechem uv Rosh Chodeshechem. What does it say? V'niskartem, v'niskartem, it says. V'loin niska shom Shabbos klal. And there's no mention of Shabbos there at all. So therefore, that's why the Levush explains it is not necessary, it's not even appropriate to be mentioning Shabbos at all in Yale V'Yovoy. In tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll finish Sif Dalet.